It's Pete Holland here with you on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show this morning, and a bloke who knows everything about rugby and a good mate of ours here at 2NM is one Mr. Jonathan Wicks, and he joins us now. Wicksy, how are you, champ?
Oh, you're looking for a bloke who knows something about rugby. You've only just got me, unfortunately, but we'll try and do something useful here on 91.2NM and 2NM.com.au, and yeah, looking forward to talking a little bit of rugby.
Mate, now look, we spoke on Saturday and we quickly just touched on refs and how important they are to games, but that's what the game is after, some more to officiate in the middle.
Yeah, of course, you can find out more by googling Newcastle Rugby Refs through hunterrugby.com.au, but also, of course, the Central North are getting into it with having referees not only from juniors but the seniors to be part of it. Renee Park there at Scone, of course, is part of the Central North Junior Rugby Union, are looking to drive that. Jim McBride as well. And you can find out more through the website there, cnru.com.au. Click on the Ref link and be part of that. Or get in touch with our development officer, Gary Walsh. His number is 0439 621106. That's 0439 621106. Or send him an email at gary.walsh@nsw.rugby. Of course, Gary has a double R with it. And hopefully we'll find out in the fullness of time our development officer for this part of the world from Newcastle and Hunter. But that parlays very nicely into the fact that on Saturday, part of the sports show here on 91.2NM and 2NM.com.au, we're going to catch up with Amy Perrott from the Santos Festival of Rugby early this year. And, of course, she's done a great job in Harvey Norman Super Rugby AU, and we'll talk more about that on Saturday.
Mate, I'm looking forward to that. Now, the Waratahs, what's doing with these guys? Are they're getting some new coaching staff and all. Are they going to get some players that can, you know, take on the others?
Well, I think we'll have an opportunity to at least finish in the top six next year, but Darren Coleman's come in. He shook the place up. He's brought in Andrew Blades as the general manager to replace, of course, Singleton's Tim Rapp, who left the building early this year. Mm-hmm. And, of course, big Paulie T from East, who's the coach there at the Beasties. He's coming in to take the forwards. We'll talk next week about what they're going to get up to in regards to getting out to the country as well, because, of course, Daz was the coach of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles, and Paulie was his assistant. And also, of course, GM was Andrew Blade. So it's interesting to see that the Melbourne Rebels have just appointed Nick Stiles as their general manager. So all the lateral thinkers are in the front row. But it'll be interesting to see how it goes there. You'll find out more about the Waratahs via waratahs.com.au. But, yeah, they'll be getting into a process most probably in about 3 weeks of their pre-season. And, again, it's one of those things they can train at the moment, you know, outside of the COVID issue. But they're in a bubble of some sort. So interesting times.
It is. Now, we saw some internationals over the weekend.
Yeah, of course, the All Blacks well and truly buried the Los Pumas by 39 points to nil, but the Cadbury Wallabies got the job done and just got the job done by 28 points to 26 on the Gold Coast against the Springboks. Interesting game, very even in the scrums. We got a little bit more line-out ball off our throw than I would have expected. Robert Leotaro has made a debut, so another Victorian kid has come through the pack, which is great to see. But interesting also to see that both Lockie Swinton and also Faleau Fengar seem to find a way to be able to not tackle with their arms, and I think at least on a few occasions these of those gentlemen were lucky not to be put in the sin bin. Our line-out defence was fantastic towards the end of the game, and I was a little bit surprised when you do a rolling maul, you've got to get the ball out. Basically, you've got to go forward in one motion, or if you stop, you get one opportunity to get rid of it.
Yep.
The Springboks towards the end had two or three chances, so yeah, that's one of those things that improved throughout the game. But as I said, very, very even in the scrums as well. Absolutely vital that Scone or Miss Musselbrook or Maitland's Nick White got the job done on two occasions. Of course, the first 50-22 in the history of the game, and also on the way through got the turnover right at the end for Quade Cooper to get the job done. So I don't know what Quade Cooper's going to do with his $100,000 worth of groceries from Aldi or whatever, but it's fantastic to see that, you know, he's come back. But Michael Hooper, I'm happy for Michael Hooper. He's done a really great job. But Isaac Rotto, Lockie Swinton, all those guys are the foundational stone, and there'll hopefully be other guys coming through in the fullness of time. Of course, we've got a bunch of test matches that'll be this weekend. It'll be on 9GM Channel 82 from 4 o'clock. There's the Cadbury Wallabies take on the Springboks again at Lang Park. Then, of course, it's 7 o'clock. I think it's an 8 o'clock kickoff there. The All Blacks play the away game against the Pumas. So you would have seen on Sunday night that all the livery and all the gear that's on the floor and on the side of the field was South African. So it was actually South African game we won, but we've got the home game at Lang Park. So you can find out more through rugby.com.au or wallabies.rugby, and it's going to be fascinating to see how it goes. And the other moral argument is, Pete, well, gee, you know, we've beaten the Springboks, so surely we would have beaten the British and Irish Lions if we had a three-test series.
Well, that's it. Let them come out and see how they go against us. It's a good. It is a good turnaround after, what we saw against the All Blacks in the Bledisloe. So well done to the Aussies in bouncing back into the winner's circle.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to expanding on a little bit more, talking a little bit of local rugby over the next 3 or 4 weeks as the eToro Rugby Championship continues on. Again, on 9GEM from around about 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, the other test match from 8 o'clock on Stan.
Excellent. Well, we'll chat to you on Saturday on the Sideline View. Jonathan Wicks, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good on you, Pete. Thank you.
All right, more of the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show on the way here on 2NAM.